Loyalty to a fault is when I do wrong to be loyal to somebody that's a friend of mine. Loyalty to a fault is when I've listened to listened to guys for years, and I can think of their names. I've listened to them on the radio, the television, and they make an error in the Bible, as what I can see, and to all of a sudden listen to that voice, well, if that's wrong, then everything they're saying is wrong. Well, that's not true either. Is there anybody in this room who has every concept of the Bible down solid and there's no chance you could be wrong? Anybody? There's not a person on the planet that has it all down. But I want to say this. Most of the concepts of Scripture are not as complicated as we make them out to be. That first person I showed you with the timing issue, one of the things he told me before we got to the truth was, I guess I just don't understand. It's too complicated. Well, you guys saw the two pictures, right? One's good, one's bad. And I did have to ask him, is it that you don't understand, or is it that it's going to be so costly you don't want to understand? Folks, it happens in the Bible. There are principles that aren't complicated, but we make them out to be. We make them out to be because it won't create peace between father and mother. It won't create peace between two brothers. There are principles in the Bible that are there, and Christ even told us in the Bible they're there, and they will separate families. He did not come to bring peace, but to split. And what he's saying there is exactly what happened to this friend of mine who lost a lot of friends because of his faith in Christ. Counting the cost. So, folks, I want to say again, don't underestimate your willingness to be loyal to a fault, interfering with your ability to know the truth. If I'd rather please one of my kids, or I'd rather please my boss, I'd rather please somebody else, and yet the Bible's telling me differently. Let's be clear. We're loyal to God's word and to God first and foremost, always. And once again, in that is where the freedom is. This will set you free and others free as you work that with them. When they see how free you are becoming, learning God's truth, and if they're with you enough, they'll want that. And that's what we want to do as a church. We want them to see this light that they want. I'll try and get this through this one quickly. I know this is probably running a little bit long, and I thank you for your patience. Bitterness is a tough one. I'm not going to tell the whole story just because of time, but I did have a time in my life, and I actually asked this church to pray for me, where what happened at a place I worked left me with a spirit of bitterness that I couldn't get past. And the truth is, when I look at the heart of it, what was really going on up here, how dare they do this to me? I wanted to make it about, well, they broke the law and they hurt some people that I was responsible for. But at the real heart of the matter, how dare they do this to me? That's what was in my heart, and I couldn't get past it. I ended up having to leave, retreat, pray, and I spent a lot of time praying with other brothers, and God did heal the bitterness. He freed me through his truth when he showed me, you want people to think, and you want to think it's because they broke the law. You want people to think it's because some people got hurt. No, you are bitter because you don't think they should have done this to you. That was the truth. And God did clear up all the rest. Everybody involved in the dishonesty, every one of them, while I was gone, were handled. And I wasn't there to see any of it. And that's probably a good thing. But I want to read from God's word. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Make straight paths for your feet. You saw some photos earlier. Right, wrong. When we're talking straight paths, right paths, God's way, the right path or the wrong one. One is true, one isn't. Strive for peace with everyone and for holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God. No root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. That root of bitterness, if any of you have ever been there, it digs. It keeps digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And until you're willing to see why it's there, you will be enslaved by it. And it won't just affect you, it'll affect everybody around you. But I want to say again, the good news of Scripture is that the truth, Christ told us, the truth will set you free. Don't underestimate if anybody in here is holding bitterness, no matter what it is. Doesn't matter if it's toward a person, toward life, toward history, toward the past. If there's bitterness, don't underestimate its ability to keep you from seeing the truth. And know again, when you see the truth, maybe it'll hurt. In fact, I know it will. But you will feel freedom in a way you haven't felt for as long as you can remember, when you're willing to accept what God says about these topics and not let these lies run your life. These truths set us free. I can't say that enough times so that folks don't think I'm just talking about how all these things drag us down. God's word sets us free. Sets us free to work together. It sets us free to talk to each other. And even when we have disagreements, go, you're still my brother, you're still my sister. God's word lets us do that. The lies, when they're there, we need to be asking, do I want the truth first so that I can know the truth? And my prayer is that we will all begin thinking, all of us, especially in our walk together, when there are issues, do we really want the truth? Do we really want what God says, or is it one of these other things? Hopefully I didn't take too much of your time. I hope what I've said today makes sense. I clearly felt God led me to this, because when I was going to change which message I was going to do about 3 weeks ago, I got bombarded with this every day, all day. This is no kidding. Every single call at work was not about fixing cars. It was about convincing them to believe what's true. This went on until I told the elders, I said, okay, maybe that's why you're doing it. And sure enough, it's not that I don't still have it, but at least I'm getting a little break from it where I can help somebody without trying to find out, why would you rather believe a lie? If there's anybody here that's in that spot, that's what the elders are here for. We will pray. We will help. We won't have magic answers. The answers are here. What we would always do is point you back to God's word. The counselor that I went and saw, after he found out it's not some background, pointed me right into God's word. Gary pointed me into God's word. That's where the answers are. So I pray that's what we get out of today, and I will close us with prayer. Lord, I pray today that anything I said that was not from you, that your Holy Spirit would work and clarify in the minds and hearts of everyone here. I pray, Lord, that you would wake us all up in a world surrounded by lies. I pray you'd wake us all up to be daily considering, do I want what you want today, or is there something getting in the way? I pray that you would guard the hearts and minds of this congregation, Lord, as they go out into this world. There's so many things happening, so many things that weigh heavily. I pray that you would help us carry these loads together as a family. And I thank you for us being able to still gather in peace. We praise you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.